3 years ago, genetic tests determined that former President Thomas Jefferson, or one of his relatives, fathered at least one child with Sally Hemings. She was a slave on the Jefferson plantation, Monticello. Since then, descendants of Jefferson have debated whether to recognize descendants of Hemings as relatives, including whether to make room for them in the family burial ground. Yesterday, a group of scholars, sponsored by a heritage organization run by some Jefferson descendants and admirers, issued a nearly 600-page report aiming to cast doubt on Thomas Jefferson as the father of a Hemings child. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
John Works is an eighth-generation direct descendant of Thomas Jefferson. He holds the former president in the highest esteem.
I think I have tried to live my life in some of the ways that I think Thomas Jefferson has lived his. Character is very important to me. Reputation is very important to me. Doing what's right is very important to me. Oftentimes I will, when I'm faced with a difficult decision, I'll try to think about how would Thomas Jefferson have dealt with this.
Works is deeply disturbed by the thought that President Jefferson slept with a young slave. And he says too many people leapt to that conclusion after the 1998 DNA tests tied a Jefferson male to a Sally Hemings descendant. Works formed a heritage society, which tapped University of Virginia law professor Bob Turner to find a panel of scholars to study the issue. Yesterday, Turner presented the group's conclusions.
Most of us concluded that there is not persuasive evidence that Jefferson did father the children. I think most of us concluded that among the circumstantial cases one could make, there's a much stronger case that Jefferson's younger brother, Randolph, was the father.
Turner says there's some evidence Randolph fathered children with other slaves. He says the president's brother preferred playing the fiddle in the slaves' quarters on his visits to Monticello over drawing room entertainment. He notes the period when Hemings bore children fits neatly between Randolph's first and second marriages, and he says early Hemings family oral history referred to an uncle who fathered her children, a title he says contemporaries used for Randolph.
They're grasping at straws.
Jan Lewis is a history professor at Rutgers. She co-authored a book concluding Thomas Jefferson is more likely the father of Hemings' children than any of his relatives.
One of the characteristics that's absolutely necessary is that you have to be on the premises about 9 months before Sally Hemings' children are born. And there's no conclusive evidence that any of these men were there. And there is a really high correlation, in fact, a perfect correlation, between Jefferson's presence at Monticello and Sally Hemings' pregnancies.
Most every scholar involved in this issue agrees neither the DNA tests nor historical evidence can prove with absolute certainty Thomas Jefferson fathered any of Sally Hemings' children. But much of the continued debate is fueled by the desire to appropriate Jefferson's life as a symbol. One side says his inspiring ideals are cheapened by the suggestion he had a sexual relationship with a young slave. Another says that offers new insights into his very complicated character and early American society. John Works, the Jefferson descendant who backs yesterday's report, says he hopes it will be used two ways. First, to cast doubt on the perception that his ancestor slept with Hemings, and second, to keep Hemings' descendants from being buried in the family graveyard at Monticello until that doubt disappears. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.